So very good evening to all the brothers and sisters in Christ. So last few weeks we have been studying the sixth volume, The Call of the New Creation. So where we studied last week about the priest and the high priest, chapter number 3, The Call of the New Creation. So we saw how the Levites are typified, you see, the consecrated class of people, and how the four groups among the Levites signifies, you see, the God's plan for the entire mankind, the four different salvations. So there's going to be two salvation, heavenly and earthly salvation. So how the two parts in each of the salvations are shown there, we saw that one. So today we'll be continuing from page number 131, question number 90. Okay, so I hope Brother Amar Roamister and Gopal are all listening. So the question is that how did the type illustrate the fact that only the fully consecrated spirit-begotten believers are counted members of the great high priest? So the question is that in the type, that means in the Old Testament, how is it shown among the tribe of Levi that only consecrated are God's children? How is it shown in the type? In the Old Testament, how is it shown? We studied about a tribe of Levi, no? So how is it shown in the tribe of Levi there? Rovister? Okay, Amar brother. See, in the Old Testament, there were Levites. Only these were allowed to, what do you say, offer sacrifices and do the Lord's work in the tabernacle. Okay, so the other tribes were never allowed inside. But among, you see, this. These Levites, how is it shown that only consecrated are God's children? How is it shown? Okay, Amar brother, any idea? Roamister is there? Okay, Gopal brother.
Yes, brother.
Okay.
In type, by only the high priest, they were anointing with the oil, brother, and after that anointed, they became the members of the high priest.
Okay, good. See, when the tribe of Levites were chosen, not everybody could be a high priest among the Levites. So there was a particular category of people, only those can be the high priest. Now, for anybody to be anointed as high priest, a particular thing has to be done. What was that one? If you see, the anointing was done to them. How the anointing was done? There was a special kind of oil that was prepared, you see, and that was supposed to be poured only upon the, you see, the priest and the high priest was supposed to be anointed. It's not supposed to be poured upon everybody. So similarly, those who can be considered or consecrated are only those who are anointed with the, you see, Holy Spirit. Now, who are those who are anointed with the Holy Spirit? Now, whom does God anoint with the Holy Spirit? Does God anoint everybody with the Holy Spirit? Or how is it? Romy sister, Amar brother, it would be very happy if you all answer.
Yes, brother.
So, who can be considered as consecrated? Can all the Christians be considered as consecrated?
Once again, brother.
See, who are considered as consecrated? Now, the whole world or the so-called Christians, can they be considered as consecrated to the Lord?
No, brother.
Okay, why? Why can't they be considered? The answer is correct, but why? What is the difference between them and the consecrated? You and Amar brother discuss and you can tell.
Okay, brother.
Okay, why is the difference? What is the difference?
Not everyone will get chance to grow in the truth.
Very good. That's one of the reason. Not everyone will get the opportunity. This truth is not for everybody. Only those who have that, you see, desire, you see, to see into the Lord's plan, who have that right heart condition, you see, to understand more about God's plan, only those get attracted to the truth. Not everybody. Correct. Then, now after that, when next what happens? After they come into the truth, what happens? So you all came the same way. Next, what happened? Not next, what happens?
And then we decided to give ourselves to the Lord,
Very good.
and how Jesus lived his life and following his step, and so not everyone will agree to do so.
Very good. So not everybody will get you see, calling, and even if they get the call, no, not everybody will decide to carry the cross and follow Jesus. That's absolutely correct. Then what is the difference? Why did you consecrate? See, we all consecrated, no? See, we all love the Lord. We could have just come like that. We could have just followed the Jesus. But why did you consecrate? What is the main thing about consecration?
So
How did we symbolize? Correct. What's the?
this is the first step to be the church.
Good. That's the first step to be the church. Okay. Hence we consecrated. Okay. Now, how did we symbolize our consecration? How did we symbolize our consecration? To show that we are consecrated or we are consecrating to the Lord, what did we do?
As a symbol, we have to take the baptism,
Very good.
and then we have to leave the Babylon.
Okay. Okay. Now, why did you take baptism? Well, have we not taken baptism in Babylon? We have taken, no? In the old churches, you have taken baptism, no?
Yes, brother.
Okay. Now, why did you take it again? Why? What is the main difference?
The difference is the way we took it before.
Okay. Okay.
And
Now, tell me.
we have to be separate. And we have to do it in a right way.
Very good. We have to do it in the right way. We have to be separate. If we do separately, if we be in the right way, what does God give us when we consecrate?
So God give us the Holy Spirit, and He open our eyes of understanding so that we can see the truth, and every day we grow in Him.
Very good. So why did not God give the Holy Spirit before that one? Did we have the Holy Spirit before that one?
We used to think so, brother, but as we are reading now. So only the after we are given the Holy Spirit, not before.
Very good, sir. See, that is the main difference. Same way, in the Levites, not everybody could be the part of the high priest. Correct, no? Not everybody could be
Yes,
part.
brother.
So they have to be anointed specially. They have to be called. Okay? The Levites were called, but among them, the priests were chosen, and then they were anointed. The same process now also. You see, not everybody. You see, who thinks that they are Christian, the things that they are anointed can be considered as the part of the great high priest. So there is a main difference. That difference is anointing of the Holy Spirit. And you see, that misuse of that anointing oil was not to be done. If somebody misused, the penalty would be death. The same way, you see, God gives the Holy Spirit only to the people who consecrate. Only who try to exchange their earthly lives to the heavenly nature. Very good, sir. Very good. So that is, you see, the answer to this question. So who can be considered as consecrate? Or in the type, how are the consecrated, you see, shown? You see, the answer is that they are shown in the anointing of Aaron and his family. Not everybody were anointed with precious oil. Similarly, those who are anointed with the Holy Spirit, only theirs can be considered as the, you see, consecrated, anointed with the Holy Spirit. Good. Okay. So same way, the volume in law in the last brother says, sacrifice of Jesus on their behalf, justifying them. The second thing, the pledge to joint sacrifice with Christ, laying down their life in his service. So, these two conditions. That's what Jesus said. If any man wants to be a disciple, what he should do? Master, what did Jesus say? If any man wants to be my disciple, what they have to do? Okay. Gopal brother, what they have to do?
First, we have to deny ourselves, carry the cross, and follow him.
Very good. So deny yourself, carry the cross, and follow me. So these conditions can't be fulfilled by the nominal Christians either, or by the believers. Okay, good. So let's go to the next question. You see, question number 91. Okay. What did the Okay, Munaster, you're able to listen. Okay. What did the anointing of the Holy Spirit, sorry, what did the anointing of the high priest typify? You see? See, high priest was anointed. You see, what did this signify? Huh? Page number 131, the last paragraph. The anointing of the Holy Spirit. Anointing of the high priest. What does it signify? Who would like to answer this one? Whether Gopal or Amar brother or Sister Muna. I'm sorry, not Sister Muna, but Sister Romy.
It represents the anoint represents the oneness, brother.
Okay, how?
Oneness are the elect of church.
Very good. It represents the oneness. How? How does it represent the oneness?
Because while anointing only the high priest that high priest was anointed with the oil, while anointing that oil drops down from head to whole body, brother. So, body that body represents the church, and head represents the Jesus Christ, brother. So it represents the oneness, brother.
Very good, very good. So here you see it's the same way. You see, what did the anointing of the Holy Spirit, sorry, high priest signify? If you see, now it signifies the anointing of the church, head and the body. You see, So the oil was poured upon the head. So automatically what happened? From the head it began to flow from his body till the toe. The same way God anointed Jesus. Once we are joining his body, we automatically become his body members. So that's what is signifies. It signifies the anointing of Jesus Christ with the head, and we who are his body members. Very good. Okay, good. So, Amar Brother Romister, you have understood?
Yes,
Yes,
brother. Brother.
so, what did you understand? Can you tell me in few words? Even Brother Amar, what did you understand in this one?
Yes, brother. That the anointing head to body represent church. Anointing charts also.
Okay. So who is the head of this body?
Charts.
Church
Jesus
is the
Christ is
body.
the
Now who is the head?
charts is the body.
Head is
Head
Jesus
is Jesus
Christ.
Christ, brother.
Very good. Very good. So Christ was anointed. So that anointing in next flows to the body members. Good, Buddha. Good. Okay, thank you. Okay, next paragraph is from page number 132, para 1. So what is the question? If you see, what did the anointing oil represents? You see, what did the anointing oil represents? See, the anointing oil was poured. It flowed upon entire, you see, body of the high priest. So what does it represent? It's a very simple one. What does it represent? What does anointing oil represent, Romister?
Just a second, brother.
Oil means what in the Bible?
Oil means the Holy Spirit.
Very good.
So it means that we are marked by the Holy Spirit, brother.
Very good. We are sealed and we are anointed with the Holy Spirit. You see? So God acknowledges our consecration. How, if you see, it is by giving his Holy Spirit. See, the same way happened to Jesus. When Jesus consecrated to the Lord, when he immersed himself in the river Jordan, what happened? The Holy Spirit came upon him in the form of a dove. And there was a voice that came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am very much pleased." Matthew 3rd chapter, last few verses. So that was the sign that God acknowledged Jesus that he is his son and he is his favorite. So the anointing, that signifies the acknowledgement of God. So similarly, once we consecrated to the Lord, you see, and God anoints us with the Holy Spirit, you see, what will happen now? We begin to see the changes in our life. Our eyes and ears of understanding began to open. You see, we began to realize, you see, so many things. Our eyes are wide open day by day. It's getting open, more wider. We may see clearly the truth more and more, very apt and very clear. You see, so this is what the oil in the Old Testament represents. See, the Aaron and his, you see, and the body was anointed with oil. Similarly, Christ, you see, and the church, they're anointed with the Holy Spirit. So this is what this tells. Okay, good. Now let us go to the next question. Question number 93. Why are the marks of sanctification in the new creation not admired or approved by the world? Okay. See, we all consecrate, no? Once we consecrate, you see, why doesn't the world appreciate us? See, we are all consecrated to the Lord. We are all devoted ourselves, dedicated ourselves to the Lord. So the world should recognize us, no? The world should be pleased. The world should be happy. They are all in sin, but there are few people who worship the Lord. The world should be happy. Now, why? Why The world doesn't approve or admire it. Why? No, who will answer this one? Tell me, sir. Correct. Romista, tell me.
Well, brother, as we read, it has two parts. And as we are in process of sanctification, as the Holy Spirit mark us and the changes, actually the whole world is they believe that it is a person,
okay,
and but it is not. The Holy Spirit is a power,
okay,
and we are changing innerly, not outwardly. So
okay.
That's why they can't realize and see the difference. But who are in same belief as a new creation can see the difference, and only they admire, but the world can't.
Okay, the world can't recognize it. Okay, so hence the new creation is not appreciated. This is because the work that happens in our heart, you see, and outwardly is not so clearly manifested where they can appreciate us. Okay, good. Okay, Amar brother, what's your thought?
Yes, we are changing in good way, and what we see and what they can't, and they are also jealous jealous of it.
Okay, very good. So they are jealous of it because the way we are trying to live after consecration is not the same old way, you see, as we lived in the world. So once what happens, if there is a slight changes in the world doesn't, you see, accept it, you see, because the new creation's standards are different. It is a standard which is much higher, and the world is living the standard of human perfection, you see. And we try to meet as much as possible in our thoughts, actions, and words. And surely this difference will make a notable point in the world, and where they won't accept it. Instead of accepting us, they will start hating us, you see. So you might have seen, I don't know about your experience, you might have seen or experienced, probably you might experience also, you see, we would be loved by all before consecration, even by our friends, relatives, our so-called Christian friends and all. But after our consecration, our life will be in such a different way that as and as possible, we try to live near to Christ, and as in as possible, we try to align our life as per the truth. The more the hatred we will receive from them, you see, they won't be loving us in the same way as they loved us before. They'll start hating us, you see, they'll start disfellowshipping us, you see, and they would cut off our friendship, they'll try to maintain distance and all. So, this is the things that. Things happen as a new creature. So, so these marks, you see, these marks of sanctification are a sign that our consecration is accepted. Okay, Gopal brother. So, what do you say?
yes, brother. What you have just said, we have also. felt or go through the same situation, brother, as we before we were loved, we were called everywhere, and but now, after accepting the truth and after giving our life to the Lord, and after our consecration, when they hear about this doctrine, and they used to hate us and they used to boycotted us. So, yes, brother.
So why would they do that one? What is the reason? What?
Because we try to live as per the Bible or as per the will of God, and so but they don't want such thing, so that's why they hate us, brother.
Very good. So that's a reason, absolutely correct. If you see from the Bible, our role model and our example is who? Who is our role model?
Jesus
Jesus
Christ.
Christ. Jesus Christ. So there can be none other better than Jesus Christ. So if you look into the life of Jesus, he was a perfect man, sinless. You see, he was full with the Holy Spirit. He was full of love. But yet, people hated him. Why did the people hate him? For what reason? What did Jesus do? Did Jesus cause any harm? Did Jesus do anything bad? Or did Jesus hurt their feelings? Anyway, if you see, no. But still, the Bible says that they hated him. Why? Why did they hate him? Think. This is not written in the volume, but think. Why did they hate him? See, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the lawyers, the scribes, the priest and the high priest. Why did they hate him? Think. One by one, you think. What might be the reason for them hating Jesus?
Jesus know the Bible and everything that Father wanted him to do, and he was not doing the work that pleases the surrounding, but whatever things please the Father, he was doing so. And whenever he spoke anything against the Sadducees and Pharisees, whatever they're doing, there was an incident where they were selling the goods outside of the church, and he did not allow them to do so, and kind of many things that he was doing which they were not liking.
Very
So
good.
that
Very
is the
good.
reason,
Very good. Very
I
good.
think.
That's one of the reasons. You see, so Jesus, when he came at the first advent, the people who claimed, you see, to follow the law. But these were the Pharisees and Sadducees. These claimed that they were absolutely holy, absolutely clean, and absolutely aligned to the Word of God. But when Jesus came to this earth, he clearly showed them from the scriptures that they were violating God's commandment, and that they were not doing the God's will, which they thought they were actually doing it. So indirectly, what happened? It was like rebuking them. And they could not accept it, somebody telling them that they were wrong. You see, they felt that they were right, and they had preached this one, you see, to everybody that this is the way, and they have to follow this one. And many people followed this one. But suddenly, when Jesus came and said, no, this is not the way, this is the way, this is the things that has to be done in this way. You see, they could not digest it. It was like indirectly telling to the people that what the Pharisees and Sadducees were teaching were wrong. Indirectly showing and telling the Pharisees were hypocrites. So this brought hatred, you see, on Jesus. Isn't it? Very absolutely correct. So Jesus was hated. You see, why? Because his teachings were against the teachings of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Good reason. Okay, next. Any other reason? Any other reason? আমার ব্রাদার, হোয়াট ইজ আদার রিজন দ্যাট জিসাস ওয়াজ হেটেড? থিঙ্ক, হোয়াই ডিড দ্য পিপল হেট হিম? হিজ এনিমিস হেটেড হিম, নো? সো হোয়াই ডিড দে বিকাম এনিমিস অফ জিসাস, অ্যান্ড হোয়াট ডিড হোয়াই ডিড দে হেট? রোমি সিস্টার টোল্ড অন রিজন, দ্যাটস কারেক্ট? অপার্ট ফ্রম দিস ওয়ান দে ওয়ার ভেরিয়াস আদার রিজনস অলসো, ইউ ক্যান টেল মি এনি ওয়ান অফ দ্য রিজন? থিঙ্ক.
Yes, he's teaching truth.
Apart from teaching the truth, any other reason? So teaching the truth, Rome is told. Apart from teaching the truth, any other reason?
One of the reason is he's denying things that kings rules, and he's doing father work,
Okay, he's
so
doing the father's work. Then,
that is also reason.
very good, doing the father's work. See, what is the father's work? If you see, the lot of the lot of works are there, but one verse is there. Matthew, read that one. Matthew 5, I think Matthew 5:45. Matthew 5, Matthew 5:48. Matthew 5:48. Govan brother, please read.
Okay, brother. Matthew 5, 40, 48, brother. Matthew 5, verse 48. Be therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect.
You see, be you perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. You see, our Heavenly Father is perfect. And Jesus said, you be like your Father. You see, you like Lulia to be like you. It's the same way God tells you, like, you be like me. So what is like being God? You told correctly that following God or doing God's will. So being like God means what? You see, the answer is given there only. Verse 44.
But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and
Ah,
persecute you.
see, this is the being a perfect like Father. You see, this is the same character of God. Doesn't God love his enemies? We were all his enemies, correct? No, before accepting Christ, we were all his enemies. But did God love us when we are enemies? Yes or no?
Yes, brother.
Yes, God loved us. So similarly, when Jesus came, did he love his enemies?
Yes, brother.
Correct. Okay, now let us see in the example of Jesus' life. Whom did he love? What type of people did Jesus love? Think, what type of people did Jesus love? Did he love the more righteous, the more holy people, the more were very clean, very smart, you see, very holy kind of people? Did Jesus love these type of people more?
He loved the sinners.
Loved the sinners. Now give the example of sinners. Among them, who came? Who were part of the sinners? Example?
You do. That is three.
Cool.
Brother, I just know it in Nepali.
Think, whom did Jesus love? Who were all with Jesus? What did they label Jesus as? Just because Jesus loved them, he was given a special title. Okay, Gopal brother, think. Amar brother, you also think. Tell me what tell me, Gopal.
Tax collector, lepers,
Very good. Next.
and prostitutes, Samaritans,
Next.
zealots,
Drunkards, thieves,
drunkard, and yes,
terrorists,
thieves.
all these people. So Jesus loved all these people. These were the lower strata of society. These were hated by the Pharisees and Sadducees. The Pharisees and Sadducees claimed that these were the unholy people. These were like untouchable, should not even touch or move near them. You see? So there were two classes of people. But Jesus, whom did he love? These sinners. And this caused hatred. Correct, no? So when he tried to do the Father's will, when he tried to do like being like the Father and showed express his love, this caused hatred. Because the people used to see, the thousands used to gather with Jesus, all types of people. But who were with the Pharisees? Nobody was there with the Pharisees. No crowd followed Pharisees. So this was one of the cause for hatred. Correct now? Okay, good. Now third point. Gopal brother, you think it, tell me. You see, what is the other reason for them to hate Jesus?
As he was a son of a carpenter, and Jesus used to say that he has came from Father and he's son of Father. So after listening to this, and they said that who is this man who is claiming such high authority, being a man and being a son of carpenters. So
Very
this
good.
is the
So
reason.
that is one of the reason. You see, so Jesus being a illiterate, or what do you say, he was not a person who joined the school or went to school. He was a son of a carpenter, and how can he preach the word of God with so authority? So that was one of the reason. Okay, but you see, there is another reason. I am searching for a scripture where it says that he was hated. Read. Matthew 27:18. Matthew 27:18. Read with the brother.
Okay, brother. Matthew 27:18. For
Hmm.
he knew that for envy they had delivered him.
For envy, jealousy, envy. You see, if you read that incident. This is when Pilate judges Christ. After speaking to Jesus, he had a heart to release him. He wanted to release Jesus, but the people did not agree. So he had one more, you see, opportunity where he could release a sinner, a prisoner at that time. So hence, he called, you see, a prisoner, a culprit, a notable prisoner, that is Barabbas, and showed both of them. You see, Barabbas, whom you have surrendered him to me. You see, the great culprit. But here is Jesus, a very good man, soft person. You see, now whom do you want? He showed the comparison. You see, but still people wanted Barabbas and not Jesus. Why? If you see, the scripture it says that because of envy. You see, envy, the character, the politeness, the softness of Jesus, you see, was like a mother taking care of the people. You see, so Jesus did not have that manly, what do you say, the manly outward demonstration of a king or a ruler. You see, he was completely, you see, soft-natured. And this naturally developed hatred, you see, because You see, Jesus was not one among them. See, read the scriptures. Psalms 82. Psalms 82, verse 6 and 7. Read, Brother Gopal. Psalms 22, 6 and 7.
Psalms 22, verse 6 and 7. But I am warm and no man, a reproach of men, and despised of the people. And
Despised
they.
of the people. Despised means what? Rejected. People did not want to be with him. You see? Then continue.
All they that see me laugh me to scorn, they shout out the leap. They shoot out the lip and they shake the head, saying,
See? How did they react to Jesus, sir? This is how the people reacted to Jesus. They were never expected Messiah to be like this. Their expectation of Messiah was totally different. Read one more verse, brother. Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53, verse 2.
Isaiah 53 verse 2, for he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He had no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him.
This is the reaction of the people seeing Jesus. How was Jesus? Did not have any form, did not have any comeliness. Means comeliness means what? You see, that eloquent beauty to attract. You see, then. That majestic look, Jesus did not have it. You see, when the people saw him, there was no beauty to desire him. You see, Jesus was a such type of person. You see, everybody thinks that Jesus was like this, that all. You see his character. See the way he was among the people. It was not the beauty of a man. You see. It was like a beauty of a mother, tender, soft, concerned, you see, sympathetic, loving, always caring, you see, always sacrificing for the welfare and happiness of others. This was totally different from the characters of the any man, you see, because Jesus was a perfect man. Remember, Jesus was a perfect Adam, you see, he was a second Adam, so he had all the nature in him. You see, even the soft character. Then next, continue, brother. He says, three verse. He is despised and rejected of men. A man of sorrow, you see. But Jesus always cheerfully laughing, everybody and everywhere going, making jokes. No, he was a man of sorrow. He had that burden to redeem the entire mankind. Imagine the responsibility, how his face would be. You see, imagine if you are going for an exam, the topmost exam in your nation. Imagine in Nepal, how will your face be? You will go very cheerfully, even though you're a first rank student. Will you go cheerfully and attend the exams? Will you complete this one? No. You see, we might have studied everything. We might know in and out of everything of the textbook, but still, that burden, the tension will be there. This was the tension Jesus had. A man of sorrow, acquainted with grief. What do you mean by acquainted with grief? You see, read that verse in the Nepali, verse 2, verse 3, Isaiah 53, 3. Read in Nepali.
Okay, brother, please wait. मानिसहरूद्वारा उत्तुच्छ ठानिएको र त्यागिएको छ, शोकहरूको मानिस र दुःखसँग सुपरिचित.
दुःखसँग सुपरिचित मिन्स वाट? Dukkha Sangha Suparichit is what?
Familiar with the grief.
Familiar with the dukkha. Society is having some problem, no? Some pain is there in the society, no? Correct, no? Jesus knew that pain, it seems. The pain of a poor family. The pain of earning daily wages. The pain of sweating his brow and earning daily bread. The pain of sleeping without food. The pain of drinking only water when you don't even have food. The pain when everybody hates you. The pain when you lose some of your loved one. Jesus was acquainted of all this. He knew all this pain. Imagine such loving person, no? Who can be filled with that love? Only those persons who are able to understand others. This is the beauty of character which Jesus had. This was not there in the Pharisees, the Sadducees, you see, scribes, the lawyers, the great high priest. What does the Bible say? High priest should be sympathetic, correct? No? We read in Hebrews, no? Hope you all know. Do you know or not? Read Hebrews 4:15 Nepali. Hebrews 4:15, read Nepali.
Hebrews 4 verse 15 किनकि हाम्रा महापुजारी हाम्रा दुर्बलताहरूमा दुखित हुन नसक्ने
ओके
हुनुहुन्न।
ओके ओके सफिशियंट हमला पुजारी हमारा दुखित व्हाट
दुर्बलताहरूमा दुखित
दुर्बलता दुखित हाँ
हुन नसक्ने हुनुहुन्न।
दैट मीन्स व्हाट
He can
हाँ
he or it means that he can feel the
हाँ
pain.
हाँ एंड अंडरस्टैंड
Yes, he can feel and understand the pain.
ऑल आवर फीलिंग्स सैड
Yes.
फीलिंग्स सॉरो फीलिंग्स पेनफुल फीलिंग्स करेक्ट ना करेक्ट ना आई एम राइट
Yes, brother.
हाँ सो हाई प्रीस्ट ड्यूटी वाज टू अंडरस्टैंड अदर्स Being soft when somebody comes with a sacrifice, sir, I have sinned, sir, I have committed this sin, please forgive me. You should be able to comfort. No, no, son, don't worry, nothing will happen. Come on, we're going to reconcile with God, and offer a sacrifices. What did you do? Why did you do? Next time you try to overcome. See, next time if it comes, you should fight like this. You see. So these things the high priest was supposed to do. But when Jesus came, what did the high priest do? Tip top, neat, super, neat clothes. Hey, no, don't touch me. Come on, move, move, move. You're untouchable. You will become unclean. 7 days I need to bath and come. All those things, very strict. You see? This was not the character of high priest. How was Jesus? Sabi janala, dukkha. Understood. Isaiah 53, correct now? That character, it was hated by the Pharisees, Sadducees. You see, hence, when Jesus did miracles, the entire town was at his door, the entire city. Jesus gave food for how many people? Romy sister, Amar brother, how many people did Jesus give food to? How many people? How many people came and ate when Jesus gave food? 2 times he gave food, no? You heard the subject?
Yes, brother. Yes, brother.
Approximately, you tell me, not exactly. Approximately, how many people? How many people? 10 people? 15 people?
No, brother. 4,000 peoples, once.
4,000, 5,000 people, no? Correct, no?
Yes.
But how many did Pharisees give food to?
None.
They have seen the difference. Huh? This fellow, he is giving food for everybody. The people are coming to the temple daily with sacrifice. What are we giving to them? Not even a comfortable word. Forget about food. So many beggars were there, so many lepers were there. Any sympathetic word? Nothing. Only hatred, only strictness, only justice, only rule, thumb rule. Where was love? Where was sympathy? Where was affection? None of us there. So hatred developed on Jesus. Got it? Understood the point? Understood,
Yes,
everybody?
brother. Yes,
Yes, brother.
brother.
Now think again. Now continue. Isaiah 53. 53, 3, brother. Continue, brother. Isaiah 53, 3.
Nepali, brother.
Oh, okay.
यस्तो मानिस जसदेखि हामीले अनुहार लुकायौं, तुच्छ ठानिएको, जसलाई हामीले कुनै मूल्यको ठानेनौ।
You began from first or you read from very past?
यस ब्रदर, आई रीड फ्रॉम वेयर आई पॉज्ड ब्रदर।
Okay, now continue from where you paused again. You read again once more.
यस्तो मानिस जसदेखि हामीले अनुहार लुकायौं।
That means what?
We have turned our
Oh,
faces.
very good. See, turning our face as we see Jesus. Now, when did the people turn face when we saw Jesus? Remember Peter? Peter denied Jesus 3 times. Correct, no? Jesus saw him. What did Peter do? What did Peter do? You read in
He
the Bible?
denied Jesus.
What did he do, brother?
He denied Jesus 3 times, brother.
Correct. After denying Jesus, he looks Jesus. So Jesus saw him. Then what was the reaction of Peter? How did Peter react?
He repented, brother.
He repented. Next, Rominster.
He cried.
He cried. You see? Why did he cry? Well, what did he see in Jesus? Did Jesus scold him? Did Jesus speak anything to him? Why did he cry? Think. See, this is the way you understand the scriptures. This is the way you reason, you give your brain some work. Okay, why did he cry? You tell me, why did he cry? What happened there? Something would have happened, no? Something inside
Yes.
something would have happened, no? Why did he cry? Tell me.
First, he realized that you will deny me, but he said, I will never deny you.
Good.
And how he deny Jesus Christ later,
Okay.
and when Jesus look at him and he felt very sorry for what he did because he was sinless, and the word he heard before became the real.
See, Peter never wanted to do it. You see, when he rejected him 3 times, when he saw Jesus, he realized his weakness was so powerful that he was ready to even deny his master. He never thought that he had so much of weakness in him. He was so down, he never realized that he was so weak. But when he committed a mistake, when tears came out, he showed to the Lord, Lord, it is not from my heart that I did this one. You see, he clearly showed that it was a thing that came out of his weakness. Similarly, when people saw Jesus, they realized that he was a very holy person. And these people were sinners and who could never compare himself to Jesus. So what happened? The sinful nature was in such a way They could not come and communicate and you see, be near with Jesus. They turned their faces and went away. You see, they turned their faces. They knew very well, you see, that this is the truth and Jesus is the way. But if we come to Jesus, they have to leave all the sinful activities which they could not do. So they wanted to be in the sinful condition. So they could not lift their eyes. They could not see Jesus face to face. Why? Because the guiltiness of their sin. Understood, huh? That guiltiness was in such a way that could not see Jesus face to face. See, once we commit sin, no? Imagine, can we see somebody face to face? It will show in our face. You see, the way we committed sin, isn't it? The same way happened to Peter. It showed in his face. No words came from Jesus or Peter. Nothing came. His face was a reflection of his mind. Jesus' face was a reflection of his heart. Peter understood these words. You see, clearly touched his mind. He changed. But what about the world people? The people could not see Jesus like this. It was very, very sensitive thing to see a holy person, you see, stand before them. They could not stand, they could not speak to him. This, the better thing they did was that just turn their faces and walk off. You see, remember, the soldiers came to arrest Jesus. What did they do? Did they arrest him? Two times they came. What did the soldiers do? Two times, what did the soldiers do? I hope you have read this one in the Bible. Tell me, what did the soldiers do? Two times when Jesus was supposed to be arrested, what did they do? Romister, have you read the incident? Okay, Gopal brother, have you read that incident? Tell me, Romista, tell me.
Not clearly remember that one, brother, but they
Okay.
just be.
At least guess what happened.
Before he was crucified, when the soldiers came with the one of his disciples,
Not that one, before that one.
before
Before
that
that
one,
one, there was a two attempt arrest of Jesus.
but they did not. They did not arrest
Why did they not arrest Jesus?
because the time wasn't.
Huh.
Just like
Okay. Because the time had not come, huh?
yes.
Okay. Okay. That's also one of the reason. Okay, now tell me, Gopal brother, tell me.
When Jesus said to them who came to arrest him, "I am he, and I am he whom you are searching for," and after his words that the power of his presence came, and the entire group of soldiers drew back and fell into the ground.
You see, where's the scripture?
I think it's in the Gospel of John, brother.
Okay, read John 7:44. Somebody read John 7:44. You will read, brother Gopal brother. Or Romister. You can read in Nepali also.
Okay, John 7 verse
40.
44.
1 minute. 44.
Okay, brother. And some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him.
You see, nobody could put hands on him. Why? Jesus' body language was so pure that no sinner can come and touch him so easily. You see, read one more incident. John 18. John 18, verse 6. John 18, verse
John
6.
18 verse 6. And soon then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground.
You see, they went back and fell to the ground. You see, that was the way Jesus' life was. That was his character, that was his body language. You see, therefore he says, people turned their faces. They could not so easily come and, you see, without any, you see, those who were guilty, they could not come. There's one more scripture, wait, wait, I'll tell you. John 3 have to come. John 3. John, 1 minute. Three, 19 and 20.
John 3, verse 19 and 20, brother. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil.
This is the reason many people did not become the followers of Jesus. They knew very clearly this is the correct thing. But at term, their ways were evil. Next, continue.
For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved.
See? They never came to the light because the deed should be reproved. This is what happened with the life of Jesus. His lifestyle indirectly rebuked what others' lifestyle. So what happened? That hatred began to develop. So they crucified our Lord without any reason. So remember the reasons why the world hated Jesus. Hence, in Isaiah 53, 3, it says, he was despised, we esteemed him not. Jesus was like as if he was smitten and rejected of God. So, the same experiences, you see, will come to us. When we honor, when we receive the Holy Spirit, when our consecration is accepted, we try to live a holy life as much as possible in our thoughts, in our words and deeds. So what will happen? Automatically it will get reflected in our character. This will start rebuking the person who is opposite us. Their character indirectly, and they will try to insult us. You see, as much as possible, and insult us so that they might shine brighter than us. Hence, Jesus told, the world will hate you. You see, if the world has hated Jesus, who is a perfect man filled with the Holy Spirit, think. The world will definitely hate us also. There is no doubt at all. Okay, got it? So, these are one of the marks. So, what was the question? Why are the marks of sanctification, the new creation, not admired or approved of the world? Because it rebukes them. You see, these marks, you see, indirectly rebukes them. So, the world will hate us. You see, Satan. What's the Satan? Sorry, I mean Lucifer and Jesus had a common name. What was the common name which both had? Tell me, what was the common name which both had?
star,
Very
morning
good.
star.
What star? Twinkle star, eh?
No,
Mor
morning
morning
star.
Ah, morning star. That means both were equal. But Jesus was bright morning star. That's what the Bible says. Imagine bright morning star. So Satan somehow he wanted to compete with Jesus, and to sh he wanted to shine brighter than Jesus. So what did he do? He somehow wanted to spoil his good name. You see, that's what he did when he came to the earth. You see, maximum as much as possible. So, hence, the world hated him. Who is the God of this world? Satan. Satan, through the people, hated Lord Jesus Christ. Hence, they crucified him on the cross. Okay? So, got it? So, we'll stop here. Next week, we'll continue. Any doubts, any questions? Anybody, any doubts, any questions?
Oh, no, brother.
No,
Thank
no,
you, brother.
okay.
No
So,
comment.
hope it was useful.
Yes, brother, it is very helpful, brother.
So these types of discussions and these types of study will definitely profit more. So I encourage you all to have such type of which is studies. Okay, for this one, you need to read the Bible. Okay, study the Bible is different, but reading the Bible, you should have thoroughly read the Bible. I hope you all have read the Bible once. You
Yes,
all have read
brother.
the Bible once?
Yes, brother.
Yes, brother.
Okay, Amar brother.
Yes, brother.
Good. So, when you read the Bible, you will come to know so many incidents. So, when we speak, when you discuss, those incidents will come to your memory, your remembrance. So then, this discussion will be a beautiful and healthy discussion. Okay? Very good. You're all growing well. You're all improving. Lord bless. I'm seeing that in a group. Now, Nepali Manna has come. I really appreciate it. And I would appreciate more if Romy sister could do the audio recording and put it in the group. That would be more encouraging. We'll upload in our YouTube channel also, audio recording. If you can do it daily basis, just read it in Nepali and post it in a group, that would be very nice. You see, it will be very nice to listen. I can't read, but at least let me listen to Nepali, but I understand few words. It will be very encouraging. If you can do it, it will be very kind. Day to day, whatever you're putting the text, the same thing if you can read and put it in the group also, it will be very good. Okay. So in the end.
Raja brother, for your kind information, we have recorded audio, Nepalese audio of DHM, Daily Heavenly Manna, in Harvest Truth database. And Sister Muna will start sharing in the group from tomorrow.
Good brother. If you can share the audio, it will be very nice.
Okay.
Okay, good. Thank you. So, Muna sister is already doing it. Very nice. Okay, a sister from Bangalore is doing the English recording. So, try to finish it this year, probably God willing. So, you all remember these things in prayer. We are also praying for you all. So, in end, we'll finish with a word of prayer.